The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
All kinds of forces have been resisting us that have been assigned by Satan to work against us, and we haven't known it. But now is the time of vengeance. Whatever's been tampering with your destiny, whatever's been afflicting you, whatever's been humiliating you, whatever has been coming against your peace and your progress, your joy, your career, your business, your family, God is about to deal with them starting right now. Jesus had a mission in the former realm. Put it up there, Isaiah chapter 61. Please. This is where he was reading from, and let's see what he read. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and opening of the prison to them that are bound. Watch this. And to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, if I flip over to Luke chapter 4 and verse 19, please. And verse 19, this is what he said. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Watch the next verse. And he closed the book. That wasn't the end of that verse. He closed it. And why did he close it? Because that was the end of his mission. He wasn't anointed to go any further. Got it? Because that is the former reign. Only the latter reign goes further. Y'all with me here? And guess what? You are a part of the latter reign. Look at the latter reign. This is Isaiah, please, 61 and verse 2, please. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Look at the latter rain. The day of what? Vengeance of our God to do what? To comfort all that what? Mourn. We now are going to have to deal with a word called vengeance. I said vengeance. And this word vengeance is not revenge. It has nothing to do with hate. It has nothing to do with revenge. But what it is, or any works of the flesh, what it is not a remote emotional resentment or emotional retaliation, but it is a necessity of punishing offenders that is proceeding from a love of justice. All right. It's a necessity for punishing offenders proceeding from a love of justice. The Bible says that justice is the foundation of God's throne. On the Supreme Court, you see, I think, a structure of a woman that has scales. And the scales always have to balance. Justice. But in the last days, the justice systems of the world are going to be the number one target of demonic abuse. They're going to want in an unjust judge. Oh, you're not with me now. Now in this, what happens? God says something about vengeance. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongs to who? Me, and what will I do? I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. One man said it like this, because we have not understood vengeance, we've been victims. Let me say it like this. Understanding the anointing of especially vengeance will put you above fear. All right, let's look at something. We looked at Luke chapter 9, but I want to go back now to Exodus chapter 3, please. Exodus chapter 3. Now, here's when Moses is going down to bring God's people out of 400 years of slavery. He's bringing them out. Verse 19, God saying to Moses, I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand, not by your own human ability. You cannot whip the devil. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will what? Let you go. And I will give unto this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go how? You shall not go empty. I said, you shall not go empty. Now, let me give you this. You ready? Redemption is not complete without divine provision. Redemption is not complete without, in other words, when God pulled them out of Egypt, look how they came out. Psalms 105 and verse 37, please. Look how they came out. He brought them forth also with what? Silver and gold. And there was not one, come on, feeble person among their tribes. Notice he brought them out healthy and wealthy. Why? Because redemption is not complete without divine provision. Jesus is our Redeemer. He pulled us out of darkness, but we were supposed to come out with some stuff. We were supposed to come out. Come on now. I ain't talking about 40 acres and a mule. I'm talking about 40 million and a jet. I'm talking about we were supposed to come out. Say amen. Now, I'm not talking about just one race of people. I'm saying every one of us was in bondage. The devil had every one of us, and we came out. But some of us came out, and now we're still trying to get our bills paid. Come on, we're still sick, and we're still having high blood pressure. No, no, no. God says, I'm about to comfort Zion. Every place that the devil has held it back, you're about to take it back. Do you believe that? You're coming out, but you're coming out with some substance. Come on. You're going to come out walking strong. You're going to come out with your business prospering. Every place that Satan has harassed you, not only am I going to turn it around and judge him, but I'm going to give you a recompense. Come on, don't stop till you get your stuff. I said, this is miracle month. I hear it in my spirit. This is miracle month. Come on, you get. See, this is the kind of teaching that you got to take. If you got a single car garage, pull your car over to the side, because you may just get up in the morning and another car. Come on, come on. I'm talking about. Come on, I'm just saying, God is about to comfort Zion. That you are about to be an attraction to the world. Can you say amen to that? Now, some of you, I know it's beyond what you can think, but God specializes in the impossible. If it's possible, you don't need any faith. Faith is for the impossible. And And I believe the further out there you set that goal, the more God likes it. Peter said, if that be you, Jesus, walking on the water, tell me to come. Jesus said, well, come on. He wouldn't have said it if God's will wasn't for Peter to walk. Peter got out of that boat. I could see him now. He kind of waved his hand like he just didn't care. Hey, come on now. I'm just saying, we're about to make a mockery out of the devil. Everything he's stolen from you is coming back to you. And it's starting this month. Well, Reverend, now, I don't know whether I believe all that, Reverend. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen to you. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1. Let me just show you what's going to happen to you. This is for you. And Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. In other words, y'all starving to death out here. I know that. But tomorrow is going to be too much. Tomorrow is going to be plenty.
Hallelujah.
Come on, you shall eat plenty. Remember, we ready. And it's going to be cheap. Now watch what the first reaction that he got. And look what it says. Then the Lord, on whom the king hands lean, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, watch this. You're going to see it. I said, you're going to see it with your eyes, but you shall not. You will eat none of it. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
This is called an unbeliever. That's what it's called. And I'm telling you here right now that the reason why you were brought here today was not a coincidence. The reason why you were brought here today is for me to tell you, watch this, this is miracle month. The reason why he brought, listen, now you ain't got to qualify. Jesus qualified you. Are y'all here with me?
Yes.
Folks, the church is entering into its finest hour. Here's what the man said. How about Ecclesiastes, please? 7 and verse 8. Praise God. Better is the what? End of a thing. Come on. Than the beginning. They said, wait a minute. They said, whoa. Call fire down on them. Kill them. Jesus said, no. You don't know, that's a wrong spirit. All right, but then we go into the book of Acts. Now, all of a sudden, you got the Holy Ghost come back again. Now, remember, once Adam sinned, the Holy Ghost had to leave. He had to leave because the earth didn't belong to God anymore, meaning that it didn't belong to him in the dispensation, meaning that overall it belonged to him, but he couldn't get in it anymore because now, because of Adam's sin, he lost authority. Now, God can't work through. He got to have somebody to work through. So now the devil took over. He became the God of this world. So now the Holy Ghost is coming back. When did he come back? He comes back on the day of Pentecost. Why? Jesus had to go to the Father. And he said, when I go to the Father, I'm going to send you back another comfort. And the Holy Ghost came with like a rushing mighty wind. And fill the whole earth. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So now again, if you get in trouble, the Holy Ghost can talk to somebody over in Ireland, and he can talk to them and say, hey, pray for sister girl. She is in trouble right now. Her son has just rolled here. Are you following what I'm saying? And then they go before God and pray. Now they don't know what to pray for, so they pray in tongues. The Bible says when you speak in an unknown tongue, you speak not to men, but you speak to God, and you speak the perfect will of God. So now God is authorized to send angel down to sister girl and get her out of the dilemma that she's in. Say amen to that. The Bible even Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Watch this. Making intercession for us. Do you hear what I'm saying? When you can't even pray for yourself, Jesus is up there getting somebody to pray for you. This is Miracle Month. So now, the former reign, Jesus couldn't touch him. But look at the difference in the latter reign. Let's go to Acts chapter 13. Oh, Lord, y'all got me preaching too hard here. All right, this is Paul now and the disciples or the apostles now trying to get the word out. And watch this. And when they had gone through the Isle of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country. Now, one translation says governor, okay? So let's just look at this person as a high official in government. Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name being interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Now, Satan wants people in high places. See, he wants people in high places. Why? Because people in high places affect a lot of people. But what you have to understand is that if you just serve God, he said, I'm going to make your name great. He said, promotion doesn't come from the east or from the west or from the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. All right, look what it said. Then Saul, who also was called who? Paul. Filled with the who? Holy Ghost. Set his eyes on him. Watch this. And said, oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness. And he went about seeking somebody to lead him by the hand. Whoa, this is a long ways from, don't mess with him. Let's just go somewhere else. It's the latter rain. And in the latter rain, judgment, justice. Come on, somebody blocking you from what God has called you to do. Come on, somebody trying to stop the growth of your business. Come on now, somebody trying to stop you from raising your kids like you're supposed to. It's God's vengeance coming in the latter days. So wherever you are being harassed, you'll be harassed no longer. All you got to do is have faith in the vengeance of the Lord. Now look what he did. The Bible says he looked at it, but he said he was filled with the who? Holy Ghost. So one of the Holy Ghost's main jobs is to execute vengeance for any of the enemies of the people of God. Watch this. And nothing shall escape him. Nothing. So Paul looked at it. Watch it. You know, y'all follow what I'm saying. You give me a close up of that, Doc. Y'all follow what I'm saying? No, you better put yourself in this. Notice who was conducting business, the Holy Ghost. But watch, he had to still operate through a man. So your job is to yield to the Holy Ghost. Say amen. Can I show y'all one thing and you won't get scared? Let's look at 1 Samuel 25. This is when a man, Nabal, okay. Nabal, David asked Nabal for some food because David had his mighty men fighting a battle. And Nabal really acted nasty. You know, today it would be like this. I ain't giving you nothing. You know what I mean? Just nasty. Y'all ever had that? Some people just nasty with it. And David told his men this, strap up. Y'all know what that means? You know, David was a warrior. See, David didn't take no mess, man. He says, y'all strap up. Because he just asked him for six little lambs or whatever have you, because he had 3,000 flocks. Yeah. He said, could you give me some food for my people? Yeah. No, we ain't giving you nothing. He said, okay, y'all strap up. Boy, I like it. I like this stuff, man. I read this stuff sometime, and I'm up there in my study just, whoa, Lord Jesus, yeah. Strap up, praise God, strap up. Let's go get this stuff here, man. All right, okay. I guess I'm getting a little wild here. I'm really not like that. Okay. Okay, well, what happened? What happened then? So what happened? Nabal's wife, Abigail, she heard Nabal's response. She said, oh, Lord. She said, let me sneak behind him and go get some food for those people. So Abigail goes to get some food, gets heat, and takes him to David, all right? But it's kind of interesting. God didn't forget that. He didn't like that. And look what it says here. It says in verse 38, and it came to pass about how many days after? 10 days. That the Lord what? Smote Nabal. And what did he do? He died. I'm telling you, you're in a season of the latter rain. People harassing you, not going to harass you much longer. Now watch what I'm saying about God. Watch this, because this is true. He's a God of love. Ezekiel chapter 33. He's a God of love. Now just look what it says about him. He said this. He says, say unto them, Ezekiel 33 and verse 11, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the what? Death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his way. Come on, live. See what I'm saying? He's still a God of love, but you are going to make it to your destiny. Yes. And things standing in your way going to have to either give way or they're going to be dealt with. Yes. Well, I trust that you were blessed by that powerful teaching. Now, today is offering day on the broadcast. It's a time that we give all those who have been blessed by our teachings an opportunity to actually sow into the wonderful work God is doing through this ministry. Now, here is a powerful truth that even many people of God don't realize. God is a supernatural debt-canceling God. There are three ways mainly that He cancels debt. One is through favor. Favor means, hey, you really didn't deserve it. It just came. And what I do is I say a prayer of favor or confession almost every day. God is able to make all grace abound toward me. And Father, I thank you that the favor of God surrounds me like a shield, produces supernatural increase, promotion, restoration, honor, increased assets, greater victory, all of that. I say it almost every day. Why? I want the favor of God to kick into my life. I don't want to have to struggle for anything. Just let the favor of God do it. Next is sowing and reaping, or sowing seed. And you can sow seed. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8 that God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, that you always having all sufficiency in all things can abound to every good work. By sowing seed, He'll make every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. You will reap what you sow. Glory to God. And then the third one is wisdom. And that's when you see in 2 Kings chapter 4, here's a woman so far in debt, they're about to take her kids. Somebody might be listening at me now. It might be threatening to take something from your life. Wisdom. Now, what happened? This woman went to the man of God, said, hey, they're about to take my kids, and my husband did fear the Lord, but now he's gone on, and I'm keeping these kids. What are you going to do about it? He said, what do you have in your house? And he pointed out in her house a little oil, and she took that oil and began to pour it. It began to multiply. And then she came back to the man of God. He said, go sell the oil. Pay your debt. Live you and your kids on the rest. I believe this woman became an oil baroness. Praise God. Put her in the oil business. Amen. But favor, sowing of seed, and wisdom. I don't know which one you want God to come into your life, what avenue, but let me tell you, he is a supernatural debt-canceling God. Now today, as you practice this, get a seed ready. Think about something that you want that debt to be canceled. You need that debt off your life. He's a supernatural debt-canceling God. Let's pray together. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you that you are a supernatural debt-canceling God. You said all debts are canceled. God said so. Praise God. And Lord, we take you at your word. As this seed is sown today, we stand in agreement for a debt-free anointing to be released upon that person and that household. Father, we thank you for it. Call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, God loves us so much. Well, we love you too. And this is Bill Winston saying, keep walking by faith.
All kinds of forces have been resisting us that have been assigned by Satan to work against us, and we haven't known it. But now is the time of vengeance. Whatever's been tampering with your destiny, whatever's been afflicting you, whatever's been humiliating you, whatever has been coming against your peace and your progress, your joy, your career, your business, your family, God is about to deal with them starting right now.
Now is the time of God's vengeance working on your behalf, removing all obstacles standing in the way of your kingdom progress. To order today's two-part teaching series, Vengeance of the Lord, on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4, contact us at 1-800-711-9327 or order online at billwinston.org. Looking to get an even greater understanding of God's vengeance? Then order today's additional offer, God's Love of Justice Bundle. And in addition to the Vengeance of the Lord two-disc series, receive Dr. Winston's highly anticipated book, Vengeance of the Lord. This book will arm you with the truth to give you unshakable confidence in the power of heaven's justice system to protect, preserve, prosper, and promote you, even in the face of extreme testing. Also included in this book are prayers of vengeance for you, your family, your business, and church. Order this must-have bundle today. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.